NERC posts IBR standards for comment, written by Holden Mann and read by automated voice. NERC is requesting comments from industry through September 10 on four proposed reliability standards aimed at satisfying FERC's directive on inverter-based resources. The EERO posted the standards in its standards balloting system on August 8, along with the latest update to the EERO's Reliability Standards Development Plan, or RSDP, which lays out the planned schedule of standards development from 2026 to 2028. Comments on the RSDP are due by September 5. The following standards are up for comment: MOD 0322 Data for Power System Modeling and Analysis, IRO 0106 Reliability Coordinator Data and Information Specification and Collection, TOP 0038 Transmission Operator and Balancing Authority Data and Information Specification and Collection, and MOD 0333 Steady State and Dynamic System Model Validation. All of the standards were developed under Project 2022-02 except for MOD 0333, which originated from Project 2021-01. NERC Standards Committee approved all of them for posting at its April 16 meeting. In Order 901 issued in October 2023, FERC directed NERC to develop requirements pertaining to the reliable connection and operation of IBRs, grouped into four milestones to be submitted over the following 3 years. Included in Milestone 3, due November 4, are requirements for providing data on IBRs and distributed energy resources to entities responsible for planning and operating the grid. To satisfy this mandate, the standard development team for Project 2022-02 decided to update MOD 0322 to include language from the EERO Unacceptable Models List, renamed August 1 from the EERO Acceptable Models List Criteria document. A new requirement allows planning coordinators and transmission planners to specify whether they will accept standard library dynamic models, user-written models, or both. NERC said the requirement is responsive to FERC concerns about model usability and non-convergence by requiring PCs and TPs to specify usability requirements and require appropriate model documentation and instructions, while also allowing a level of flexibility requested by stakeholders in industry engagement workshops. Another requirement was rewritten to require estimation of modeling data if the responsible entity is unable to gather required data. This is intended to give entities a way to meet FERC's directive of submitting data even if the actual information is unavailable. However, entities that submit estimates must explain the limitations of the estimated data, such as legal prohibitions on requesting certain data, incomplete records of connected facilities, and lack of mechanism to enforce collection and the method used for estimation. The final revisions recorded by the SDT apply to TOP 0038 and IRO 0106, and state that entities responsible for developing and distributing data specification shall include requirements for model submissions consistent with the model submitted for planning purposes, as applicable. The drafting team for Project 2021-01 said that no substantive changes are needed for MOD 033, but members did note opportunities to improve the clarity of both the standards requirements and measures. To this end, they proposed to add the glossary term model validation, approved in May by industry ballot for inclusion in NERC's glossary of terms to the standard, along with a requirement that the PC implement a model validation process for its portion of the existing system. Team members also updated additional language in the standard to correspond with the model validation definition and to reduce redundancy and wordiness.